Hello, hi, I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will that be okay,
sure.
Sir?
Sure. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we would like to make this as quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Yes?
Yes,
are
sir.
You in a safe place?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And I have you right here as 33. Is that correct? Is that your age?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm going to be 34 sure. here in January, but yes.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we represent everybody, and I ask you race.
Race. Caucasian.
Thank you. I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
100%. I will definitely be casting a vote.
Thank you. Please trade your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election for mayor in November on your scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all. I know you already told me, but I got to read it verbatim. My apologies.
Yeah. No, it's a 10. Yep, it's a 10.
10, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that this year's upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
More important than usual, of course.
Much more or somewhat more important?
Much more. Absolutely. 100% more.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Something else, independent. Or the... Thank you. Thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I'm incredibly dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing this job? Approve or disapprove?
No, I do not approve. I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That's a real question. Miserable, 100%, awful.
Poor. Couldn't
be any worse.
Okay,
yeah,
so that means
yeah,
poor.
Yeah, poor is an understatement.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion,
would be...
Okay. In your opinion, would you say that crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same, or as it has been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
Is this a real, with all due respect, sir, is this a real question?
Yes,
it is. Has it getting better? Has the crime in Philadelphia been getting better?
That's what we're asking you.
It's a disaster. It is an absolute stinking disaster.
Okay,
it's
so
a
it's getting,
drug-infested, crime-ridden city,
okay,
unfortunately.
So it's getting worse then. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Absolutely,
100%. Yep.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How you rate it? Thank you.
Very poor.
And how would you rate the city trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm sorry, why?
The trash, the garbage. How would you rate the city's trash?
There's rats everywhere. There's mice that fight with cats.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Like New York City. How would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Horrible. They shoot people in the back, and above all, they're incredibly racist.
Okay.
Not just towards minorities, towards me as well.
So that means poor, right?
Yes, very poor. Is there anything worse than poor? Because that's what it's going to be.
Okay, thank you. Next, thinking about parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think that there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation this year in the city of Philadelphia? Not enough, too much, or about right?
There is enough, as long as we aren't having gang wars. Yeah, I mean, yes. There's more than enough fields and play areas.
Okay, so it's
as
too much, would you say, or about right?
No, it's not too much. No, there's a fair amount.
Okay,
it's
thank
equal
you.
Amount. It's the right amount.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns. Some others in Philadelphia say that they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You may choose up to two. I'm going to read you the list. Reducing taxes, fixing roads and repairing potholes, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, creating more quality affordable housing, reducing violent crime in the city, improving the city's kindergarten to 12th grade public education system, reforming the police department, and ending police harassment and racial profiling, rooting out corruption in city government, addressing juvenile delinquency, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, addressing homelessness, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city. Give me two of them. Which one do you think are the...
killing and eradicating criminals and drug dealers.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that for A. And for B, I'm going to say getting rid of the Democratic corrupt politicians.
Okay. Bring out corrupt. And you said, what was the other one?
Eradicating the mass murder of drug dealers and rapists that are ravaging our streets.
Okay. Reducing violent crime in the city. That's the one?
I suppose that would be the closest thing, yes.
Yes. Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
Okay, so, all right, who's the first person?
Good night.
Sir?
How would you rate Joe Biden, 0 to 100? Where 0 means that you feel cold and very unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm.
Absolute zero. He should have been buried a long time ago, yes. All right.
Okay, thank you. How about David O?
0 to 100. 50%. 50.
Thank you. Thank you. How about the Working Families Party?
There's no such thing. I can't rate those anymore.
So you never heard of it? Okay, no problem.
I know what it is, but it doesn't really exist.
Okay, thank you. Josh Shapiro, 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Dwight Evans, 0 to 100.
Zero. He's a racist. Race-baiting, okay. Horrible person.
Thank you. And Dwight Evans, 0 to 100.
No, 50-50.
And Jim Kenny, 0 to 100.
Negative 100. He's a horrible human being.
So zero.
Yes, sure. If I can't go below zero, then I'll take zero.
Yes. Sherelle Parker, 0 to 100.
50.
The Democratic Party, 0 to 100.
The mass mutilation of the entire party. So, zero times 100.
Thank
you. Zero. Zero, zero, zero.
Thank you. I know it's still a few weeks away, but what if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today? For whom would you vote? The Democrat Sherelle Parker or the Republican David O?
I wouldn't vote for either.
No? No one?
I'd vote as a write-in.
Would you say undecided, or you wouldn't vote for it, neither one?
No, I would vote for my dog Spot because he's more qualified than either of those two idiots.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we'll choose one randomly. I think I was playing then. Good. I'm glad because we almost done. Okay.